People in Zimbabwe have been spending the night queuing outside banks, hoping to get their hands on their money before new government bonds are introduced. They're fearful of a repeat of the economic crisis, which saw inflation peak at 80 billion%. Many lost their life savings, and they don't want that to happen again. Our business correspondent told me more.
Back in 2009 and before that, a 100 trillion Zim dollar note was barely enough to buy a candy bar if you were lucky enough to find one. That problem was eased when Zimbabwe started using the US dollar. Now, at the moment, the main currency out there being used is the US dollar, but there aren't enough of them to go around. They're in short supply through the country. So people want to get hold of them while they can. And of course, the government says it's got a solution, these so-called bond notes. Not a currency, but a surrogate currency, so like a currency. And in theory, they'll have the same value as equivalent dollar amounts. But what people really want is the cash that they can rely on. That's why they're queuing up to get it.
And I understand people don't know what these bond notes are going to look like, so there's a risk of people circulating fake notes.
Well, exactly. There are reports that fake notes have come into circulation or are ready to be put into circulation before the official ones. And that simply worsens the problem. First of all, you get more notes in circulation, so they won't want to use them. And that's the problem. If a currency doesn't have trust, people won't want to use it. It will decline in value. So it might start off having a nominal value equivalent to the US dollar, but it's unlikely to stay that way.
And what happens if people feel they can't trust these new bond notes?
Well, they'll trade in whatever ways and means they can. In some Zimbabwean cities, cash cards are being used more commonly. In some places, people are moving more towards a cashless economy. Now, that's quite strange in a country like Zimbabwe, where an awful lot of trade is done on the black economy and relies on cash. But if you don't have any cash, you have to move to other things. In more rural areas, apparently, there's more bartering going on. So rather than paying for things in cash, you might pay for them in chickens or other agricultural produce that you have. So people will always find a way. They'll always find something to trade. But if you haven't got a solid, reliable currency, the economy cannot work efficiently. And that's the problem.
Turkey is facing increasing pressure from the EU and US following the arrest of 12 prominent Kurdish parliamentarians early on Friday.
A country that wants to introduce the death penalty. A country that almost every day arrests journalists, politicians, citizens. A country that doesn't respect human rights. Such a country cannot get a free ride.